Morning.
So, yes, last week we had a pretty good conversation about the future land use element. We did go back and look at the goals, objectives, and strategies text and made some tweaks based on the suggestions that were made. And we'll start right now with goal 4.1. One of the things that we talked about when we're talking about managing the impacts of future growth and development to better preserve the rural areas, I guess the thought was we don't want to limit it to rural. I mean, there's a lot of areas in the county that are worthy of protection and preservation, and so we're going to keep it a little more generic and just talk about preserving the quality of life for the county as a whole. So this language would be updated in the chapter to say that. Are there any questions or comments on this small change?
We're good.
Okay. That then, we decided to go into the strategies. For that first objective, it has strategy 4.1.1.1. We talked about, instead of continuing use of the density bonus program, there was a little bit of discussion about the value of the program, how it's being used, and if there are changes that need to be made or if it should be eliminated. We decided that a better approach to write the strategy would be to talk about evaluating the density program to determine ways to better encourage use of it. We don't see that this needs to be revised further, but I just want to put that up on the screen for people to think of. We're good? All right, then for 4.1.3, there was a lot of discussion here about the strategies. The suggestion was to remove them. We are not adding new strategies to this, but we felt the objective kind of stands well on its own. Do we have any comment on the removal of those strategies? All right. Later on, we talked about consider deletion of tidal wetlands from the density calculations in the ESDA. We felt that that was a little too specific. We were going to take that out.
Good.
Okay. 4.4.1, ensure new development complements the character of existing surrounding communities. That first strategy, strategy 4 under there, we were deleting and then updating strategy 5 to change the reference from ESDA to the coastal community land use classification. Okay. Then for objective 4.5.2, that strategy talked about establishing a voluntary agribusiness area. We were thinking maybe softening that a bit to talk about evaluating the concept of establishing that agribusiness area.
Better.
Next objective, 5.3.2, work with Delaware Department of Agriculture to preserve more Sussex County farms through agricultural preservation easements. We didn't feel we needed to continue past that, so we deleted the remainder part of that sentence. For strategy 5, consider the renewal of the county's contribution to the state farmland preservation program and other federal or state programs. We did not feel we needed to add that require a match because some programs do not.
Sure.
Okay. So we're looking at establishing a new goal for this chapter, recognize the importance of the inland bays. The text from the future land use chapter makes reference to safeguarding the inland bays, ecologically important wetlands, tributaries, and other water bodies while supporting tourism to the real estate markets. That was text that we pulled to create that objective, and then we added the strategy from the conservation chapter, which reads, support the Center for the Inland Bays and other conservation groups in their efforts to educate more people about the necessity of protecting tidal wetlands and other natural resources.
Okay.
Another future land use goal, strategy and review after the conservation chapter was to add strategy 4.3.1.1. This would make it consistent with the conservation chapter. Consider working with stakeholders to develop, and we took out the word buffer, incentives or program for the protection of tidal wetlands and waterways. So that would be attached to the incentive-based strategies for preserving the environmental areas from development and make these two chapters a little more consistent. Okay.
Hey, John, just real quick, on the, are you all flagging those, though? Just any of them where they're when you talk about consistency with the conservation chapter or other chapters we haven't got to yet, as we go through those goals, objectives, and strategies may change. I assume you all are flagging those so that they'll relate back to these or others.
Yeah, and in fact, when we get into the conservation chapter today, as we were going through the goals, objectives, and strategies, we noted that there were some we have already reviewed as part of other chapters, and we've updated the text and then highlighted where that highlight came from.
I got something else, John, on the, maybe we address it elsewhere, but we've limited the, in the red, where it the protection of tidal wetlands and waterways. Is my concern would be there's more than just tidal wetlands. Go back to where you just lost the other one. Yes, there.
Sorry.
Consider working with stakeholders to develop incentives or a program for the protection of, how about just wetlands and waterways, because tidal wetlands are one thing, but then the federal wetlands also are you know, for flood control and other habitat and I mean, recharge areas, you know, on and on. So I hate to think that sometime in the future when we go look to ordinances, somebody might say, oh, you're just talking about tidal wetlands. We forgot about any other wetlands.
Yeah, so, that's a good point. We could absolutely make that change. And it can be applied whether it's tidal or non-tidal.
Yeah, so say strike the word tidal.
I think if you read the last four words, you'd be all right. Consistent with conservation strategy.
Well, that's a note. We're not putting that in the strategy. It's just noting where it came from. So when we get to the conservation strategy, we could also remove the word tidal so that it's consistent across the board.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. So we'll make that change.
I agree with that.
That's fine. Yeah.
No, okay.
It just might limit us in the future when we address it.
Liberal note. Let's move on.
All right.
More money for nothing.
So we reviewed the community design chapter and tried to find ways of making this consistent for the future land use chapter. We have an objective to talk about ensuring that new development complements the character of existing surrounding communities. So the strategies would include reevaluating the use of a 20-foot landscape buffer between new developments and the adjacent uses to determine if buffer size is adequate or reasonable. Consider revisiting height limits in the code for residential and commercial districts to determine if heights are accurate for such districts and uses, as well as determining if the methods for measuring height should be revised. And then lastly, review zoning code to determine if modifications are needed to permit new styles of housing, such as tiny house construction and agri-hood developments, to be developed in the code as they appear.
Okay.
So that completes the review of the future land use chapter. Now that we've kind of agreed on this, we're going to be updating the language of the text within the chapter. The goal is to have that done in the next few days. Then we're going to start diving into the tables that list how our zoning and our different zoning classifications would align with our land use classifications and then present that at a future meeting.
We also had a discussion with the map. Did we make those changes that we talked about on the map as far as areas of yellow and mainly the area around Milford? It was the east of Route 1. Did we?
Yeah, so the map is being updated based on those comments. I did not bring a copy of that today, but that would be included when we submit the revised chapter once the other changes are made.
Okay, everybody's okay?
Well, one more thing.
Go ahead, Mr. Lawson.
And I think, it's a question. I remember a conversation last meeting where we were going to, at least the planning group staff and Mr. Vincent were going to look at the finished product of the future land use and go through that and maybe circle, highlight thoughts that there were concerns or considerations. I know one of the things we talked about was all the terminology related to consider. Review, and maybe there's some things in there that we also want to highlight for potentially eliminating. Is that still the thought here, or that's another step that we need to present back to council at a future date?
Sure, yeah.
And along those same lines, Mr. President, I think Ms. Cornwell, you reached out to the Office of State Planning Coordination. Maybe you want to just sort of report on that with regard to implementation.
Yeah, so it is a 10-year plan. The only requirement within 18 months is that our zoning and our future land use have to match. That is the only requirement. Any other ordinance, any other strategy, we have 10 years to address. So I know there was talk about all of these being considered, evaluate, and review, and it's like we had to do them in 18 months. We do not. We have 10 years to implement the plan. The only thing that has to be done is if there's a conflict between our zoning and our land use, that needs to be done within 18 months. Other than that, we have time to look at things and implement as we move forward.
And that's something I know Mr. Roberts asked a question. That's something I'm hoping that we will get from somebody with their signature on it that says that's the case.
I will get that from them.
Okay, that's a good thing.
And I think it would also, John, be helpful. I know I mentioned this in an email with the planning staff. If we could put that explanation, however it's worded, in the introduction to the plan so that the public who reads the plan understands that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the goal, I guess, would be once we have the language from the state, we could reference that, whether it's a letter or email, and then have language that would indicate, you know, the need of implementing it over the 10-year time horizon as opposed to 18 months. But we did hear a comment earlier today from Mr. Baker about identifying priorities in terms of goals, objectives, and strategies. If you are looking at implementing the plan over a 10-year time horizon, it would be good as you read through those goals, objectives, and strategies to identify which ones you want to be near term, and then which ones may be midterm, and then the others would be long term. So as you're maybe meeting in future council workshops, you could say, all right, these are the ones we want to tackle first, and then you know the other ones are going to be coming up. It might help focus the agendas and your approach to the implementation. So just a suggestion on our part for council to consider.
I think that's actually one of our wrap-up action items for the comp plan's done, it's sent to the state, and then we come back and look at, okay, what's this council want to tackle first? That's part of our closeout for the comp plan.
Anything else right now? John, just hold you 1 second. We had till 10:45 scheduled, so in case there's anybody here who want to speak publicly, it's either now or 3 o'clock. So whichever you want to do.
I think somebody up there.
15 minutes.
Go quick, come on.
We got about 15 minutes. So.